What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Yeah, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Central Pacific Coast. Everybody, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
It's 69 degrees outside.
If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your iTunes. No, at your... Fuck.
Back to one, everybody.
Sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I knew it in the trailer.
We don't have a trailer.
That's because my room's right.
No.
Like, 20 feet away. Oh,
I'm talking about another. We should have a movie trailer for the show.
In a world.
Yeah.
thanks for joining us. Whether you're listening live or you got us on your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Thanks for your continued support.
Yes.
By buying shit at crabdiving.com/Amazon or at go to our website, crabdiving.com, and click on one of the banners there.
Yes.
There's also other ads if you're that will creepily follow you from Google.
Ew. I'm trying to think.
Hello, Shelby. Could you please give her the gong tongue?
She's only barked like 3 fucking times.
I know, but she's looking very sad over here.
That's sad? Is that sadness?
Ryan's got it.
Hey, get him.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate everything. Listen to or follow us, I mean, and talk to us on the Twitter machine at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yay.
And we're on Facebook, and we're on the, what else are we fucking on?
We are on
Instagram.
The airwaves, the public airwaves.
And a really old Tumblr account that probably hasn't been...
Oh shit!
15 or 20,000 years.
Damn.
Does anybody go to Tumblr now? They kicked all the porn off anymore.
Yeah, I'm reading Tumblr. Props to all our Tumblr listeners out there. Fuck yeah, you guys are the best. Fuck yeah.
I saw something, a news story the other day about Tumblr's trying to do something and get more people on Tumblr.
Put porn back on it. I mean, you know,
it took a pretty severe hit. To be honest with you,
what's the one thing we know people use the internet for?
Well, right.
You know, porn. So why would they take that one thing away from their platform? Why? If they had it there in the first place.
I know. Some execs were like, let's go legit.
God. For why?
Whatever that means.
I mean, you know, the thing is, you didn't have to look up porn on Tumblr. You kind of had to find it, you know, or so I've heard. You don't have to. All I'm saying is... No one is standing. There's not a gun to your head saying, look up.
And there's
boobs.
Filters. You could filter that shit out.
You can filter out nipples, sacks, all kinds of things.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Effete.
HuffPo.
But this time it's personal.
Another sneezy day.
Yes.
So pardon me for my sneezes and snorks and.
Jesus Christ.
Hacks and horks and.
Listen, you can't help it. This
like
allergies.
John. Hello, everybody.
Global warming.
What's it going on?
I'm boofing Adderall later. I mean now.
This story is cray.
Yes.
Yesterday we reported on former guest Roger Stone.
Oh yes.
I should go pull that and
right
and see if I can pull some clips from that from our
just play
ancient,
the whole fucking interview
from our
man.
Ancient interview.
It was a great interview.
It was a long time ago. I'll probably get mad at what an asshole I sound like.
Yeah, but well,
in my poor interviewing skills,
right? I mean, we didn't even get political with him. You know, we didn't talk about politics at all.
No, he's got a tattoo of Nixon on his back, and we couldn't even bring ourselves to bring it up because we wanted to stay on point and talk about the book.
Do you really have a Nixon tramp stamp? Well, it's not a tramp stamp. It's in the middle of his fucking back, right?
Did you notice he got a little pissy when you asked him about his top 10 list or his fashion list, remember?
He got mad when I asked him about something that he did openly.
Pissy.
It was like, what's on the, you know, who's going to be the best dressed, the best and worst this year?
He must have Googled us. Or listen to the show.
Oh, no way.
Or something. Don't you
really?
Think?
Really? I think he could give a fuck.
That's true. I think he's just an asshole.
He's like, I'm calling a podcast. I don't know what they do.
We were live on the wrestling network at the time.
That's right.
We were a live radio show.
Well, we weren't even supposed to get the Roger Stone interview. It's just really that he called the network, right? And there wasn't really another show that it would have been right for.
His people contacted the network. That's how desperate they were, yes, to sell fucking books.
Right.
And that's when the head of the network called us and said, you know, I don't know. You guys should interview this guy. It seems like he's up your alley.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, man.
But then we didn't talk to him about politics, which was up our alley. Yes. We were the screaming liberals on the wrestling station.
At the end of the interview, I did ask him. I said, now, you think Johnson killed MLK? And he said, oh, most certainly, right?
Or something like that, yeah.
What's the evidence they have that that President Lyndon Johnson assassinated Martin Luther King?
Well, it's in his book. That's the spin in his book, right? Is that?
I believed his book, man. I just...
Yeah, but I mean,
it was good.
We've talked about this before. I took a class in college. It was a whole semester by a professor, a history professor, who was also one of these people who's written a shit ton of books on the Kennedy assassination.
Yes.
And
was it Oliver Stone?
He said it's, you know, it's like with all conspiracies, it's real easy to find facts that you can then extrapolate into your own interpretations of what the events were that may not exactly be based in actual fact.
But, you know, man, a lot of that book was about Lyndon Johnson's history and his history in politics and all the shit
he monster,
did.
Yeah.
Leading up to this.
Right.
That is why I found it believable. Because Johnson
in Texas,
did some crazy
a Texas
shit.
Democrat in the 40s and 50s? Fuck yeah.
Didn't he have a guy killed that was in jail or something like
that?
God, I thought I read that.
I don't recall.
But I tell you what, if Nixon on Twitter would have been the shit, he would have had his dick on there.
All in caps. I'm not a crook.
Yeah, Lyndon Johnson would have been impeached for putting his cock on the internet. Would that get Trump impeached if it came out that he sent a dick pic to, I don't know, Sally Field? That's the first person I could think of.
Why did Sally Field just pop
I have
into
no
your head?
Fucking idea. I was like
watching some old Gidget reruns late at night.
Yep. Yeah.
Flying Nun.
My God. Can you imagine?
That was one of my mom's favorite shows.
It's my first big role. What is it? I'm a flying fucking nun. I don't even know what that is. It's stupid.
It's very trippy.
I mean, do you think she was like?
I remember it was on WGN. I think a lot is reruns, and my mom would watch that all the time. I was like, wait a minute. The whole thing is that when a gusty wind comes along,
right,
her habit takes flight.
Yes.
Somehow she's aerodynamic.
Jesus Christ. Thank God it's the
to
nuns.
To the point where she can fly.
Thank God it's the nuns and not the priests to be like, oh, look, it's the winged child molesters.
It really was such a very, oh, yeah. Good
I can't
God.
Get away from these fuckers.
They got another one. Get the kids inside. It's an air raid.
He's jacking me off with his talons.
So Roger Stone, which somehow we ended up with the priests coming from the sky and flying Luftwaffe attacks.
Raping kids.
Says, yesterday we talked about the fact that the prosecutors had said, hey, here's our recommendation, like 7 to 9 years.
Oh, my God.
For Raj.
And people think that's not long enough, right?
And then at some point in the middle of the night, Donald Trump should have been working, tweeted, very unfair.
Yes.
Something about that. I mean, we knew he's probably going to try to pardon him regardless or whatever, but.
But he can just pardon him, though, right? He didn't.
Sure. So then we learn,
yes.
Before we get to the headline here, which is the newest in the last like 18 hours of this bullshit story, that the DOJ got involved.
Okay. The Department of Justice.
Under William Barr.
I did air quotes around justice.
There's a lot of darkness under William Barr.
You don't want to be under William Barr. You're going to die.
And he... told them,
yes,
the DOJ said, no, we're not going to listen to our own prosecutors. We want a lower sentence.
Wow. Jeez.
So
it's as if the prosecutor is not on the normal side of things.
Well, not anymore.
Well, I mean, the DOJ.
And remember, this came out of Mueller's investigation.
This
is a spinoff.
Right.
Of the Mueller fest.
And let's remember, he did a bunch of bad shit. He threatened a guy's fucking dog. He threatened a guy's dog, right? Didn't he? That's fucked up.
Yeah, that he was gonna, yeah.
God something damn, Rogers. The
guy is an emotional support dog in Rogers.
Jesus.
Threatened the guy's dog.
We interviewed the guy. Man, you're a dick. Fuck you, dude.
God, there's more news.
Yes.
I'm just reading the first paragraph of this, and there's even more since the headline, since what I knew 20 minutes ago. So, the DOJ says that's it. We want less, more lenient.
Right.
Two of the the prosecutors from the case, Aaron Zelinsky and, three, Adam Jed and Jonathan Kravis quit. We're out of here.
Holy shit.
I don't know about Jed and Kravis, but I read Zelensky's. He said, not only am I quitting, but I'm also resigning effective immediately from the Department of Justice.
Holy fuck. That's huge, right?
I don't know if the other two did also, but they also withdrew as counsel in the case. They're like,
damn,
we're off this case. I'm done. I don't know yet if they also quit.
Right.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Huge if people start quitting.
Right.
But now they're saying, that was the headline I saw, that okay, they were like, that's it, we're out of here.
Why is it huge? Because
these are longtime trusted prosecutors who are now en masse walking in protest of a corrupt Department of Justice sticking its nose in what they decided was a fair trial and a fair sentence.
Do you think there are any other Republicans that will give a fuck besides Mitt
Romney?
Well,
shit like this helps.
That's true.
And when shit like this gets out to the public, this is the kind of stuff the public doesn't like. This is blatant corruption.
Right.
And when they're like, well, wait a minute. Now, you know, the dummies, the knuckle draggers out there, they're going to say, oh, good, they must have been never Trumpers. Good.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how he'll brand
it, swamp,
right?
Drain the swamp. 100%.
Yeah.
But now this says the Department of Justice is now walking back its sentencing recommendation.
Oh, shit.
According to a Fox News report, so it must be true.
Yes.
Citing a senior DOJ official.
Oh, fuck.
The more lenient recommendation would be a rapid turnaround after federal prosecutors said that Stone should face 7 to 9 years for witness tampering.
Damn.
But Trump tweeted, this is a horrible and unfair very unfair situation. The real crimes were on the other side, as nothing happens to them. Cannot allow this miscarriage of justice! Exclamation point.
He's saying the miscarriage of justice is
He retweeted, prosecutors recommended up to 9 years in prison for Roger Stone.
Right. So the 9-year sentence is revised from what it was.
The DOJ. Oh, I misread this. So the DOJ, it's still the big headline is still that these prosecutors are bailing.
Right.
When it says the DOJ is walking back its sentencing recommendation, they mean they're walking back the 7 to 9 years.
Right.
And that caused these dudes to quit.
Oh, okay. So they were saying no jail time, right?
No, the prosecutors wanted 7 to 9. Justice waddles in and says, oh, you've got to give him less.
Yeah,
we want less.
Right.
And these prosecutors bail loudly and publicly.
Are you saying, what's his face, Waddles?
What's his name? William Barr?
Yes, I forget sometimes.
Sure.
Jeez. God, he's got the weirdest looking head too, man. He is a weird looking fucker, isn't he? They're all weird looking.
Stone was convicted in November on 7 counts, including witness tampering, lying to Congress, and obstructing an official proceeding.
Oh shit! Was he wearing those weird fucking glasses of his? Those round glasses?
Yeah, he always wears those. Yeah.
God damn.
Prosecutors. Had intensely debated what sentence to recommend, according to the Washington Post, and they ultimately settled on 87 to 108 months to reflect the severity of his crimes. They cited federal guidelines that call for longer sentences if the offender has threatened physical harm or property damage, which Stone did.
To a dog!
He told prosecution witness Randy Credico that he should be, quote, prepared to die.
Now wait.
And it's the same guy who said, and your little dog too.
Oh my God.
Except he
directly
mentioned the dog, I think. I don't have the quote. I don't have the dog quote.
Two things. Number one, Roger Stone looks like he's either ready for an aha music video or he's in like that. What was that group that's saying, Amadeus, Amadeus? Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
Amadeus,
yeah.
Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
Remember.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Rock me, Amadeus. Rock me, Amadeus. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't
remember. Wait, what did he mean by that, though? What did he mean by that? Was that a threat? You should prepare to die?
I know it's a little ambiguous.
The Republicans are like, I was joking. That was a joke.
Falco.
Oh, yeah. What was their other big song? Or
Did he do that one from Chess?
No, that's yes, isn't it?
No. Anyway,
the musical Chess.
Yeah. There was. I thought there was a song from the musical Chess.
That's a shitty musical.
That dude
right?
might have done. I've never seen it. So there you go. Prosecutors have withdrawn and resigned.
Right.
In horror.
Oh shit. Well, isn't that what happened with Nixon? The attorney generals kept resigning, or
right? He ordered them to fire the special prosecutor that was investigating him, and they were like, "No, you're going to have to fire me." And he said, "Okay."
Hey.
And then he said, "You, second in line, you're going to have to fire the special prosecutor." And he said, "No."
Yeah.
And I think they went through a few,
and then finally one guy.
Yeah, who then
ended up in jail.
No, he wanted. It was Bork, and Bork was who G.H.W. Bush put up for the Supreme Court.
the
loathsome scumbag who was willing to follow Nixon's orders to illegally fire a special prosecutor that was investigating himself.
You know what's shitty about that?
Investigating him.
Right now, Watergate seems like... To me.
Oh, tiddlywinks.
Well, and so long ago, like, I don't have any memory of anything of Watergate but All the President's Men, because I love that fucking movie. Like, when I think of Watergate, I just think of that movie.
Right.
You know, that's my memory of it. But back then, and those guys, they're old enough to know, right? They remember Watergate.
Yeah.
And still they wanted that guy to be on the Supreme Court.
Rick Wilson just tweeted, "We are living through the night of the long tweets." Did he fire somebody else? I wonder.
I don't know.
You're
fired. That's what he does, man. He fires. He likes to fire people. You know, he likes raping. He likes McDonald's. He likes Ivanka. He likes golf. What else?
Did you say rape?
babe. He likes Jesus too. Any into Jesus, or is he just kidding with that?
He's not into Jesus.
He hates sharks. I'll tell you that. He hates sharks. Ask Stormy. He hates condoms. Ask Stormy.
Ew. So impeach, hashtag impeach Barr now has been trending.
Oh, shit.
Most of the morning.
How would that go? The same procedure? I mean, we've never had that.
Yeah, I think so. Congress would say we're having hearings on the impeachment of William Barr.
How are some of these guys going to, I mean, there are people that are going to go to jail for Donald Trump. That is
crazy. Well, we'll see. Manafort did, but Manafort kind of also went to jail for, you know, some Russian oligarchs who might not want him to talk.
Right. Manafort is probably like how we like to say in the South. Fucked.
Cohen went to jail for Trump.
Who did?
Michael Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
But flipped, or Cohen would be doing a lot more time.
Yeah. Yeah. He was fucked.
Remember, Cohen said during his trial, be worried, Trump will not leave the White House.
I was right.
Willingly and easily.
I bet you, $5 that he will be dragged out of that fucking White House.
We're doing five times more than the usual bet. The Mueller bet, which I won.
I think it's going to have to. I will say this. I bet you $5. That he will not leave in a conventional way.
Well, define conventional.
Conventional.
Speech, wave, shake hands with the new president, and hop on a helicopter.
Well, I mean, if he leaves on time but on a horse, I still win because that would not be conventional.
Sassy may be available because
does he ride?
No, he hates animals.
Oh, he hates animals. That's right. Shelby, I'm sorry. I don't know that the rapist in chief would like you very much.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's great. Although you are from Alabama.
So, there
we're digging
go.
That.
There we go. The
right.
The fuckery continues.
Oh, yes.
William Barr sticking his
penis.
Round besotted Deus Ex Machina. No, wait. Oh, Deus, what's the name of the
group? The name of that fucked up?
Opus Dei.
Opus Dei. What does that mean? Did they run around in weird robes and shit?
I don't know.
Because didn't Scalia, wasn't he found dead at some hunting lodge in a whacked out green Illuminati coat or some shit like that? That's not true. I thought that was untrue. No, come on. You know he was into that Illuminati.
Opus Dei.
That's some stupid shit. It's like Catholics, but more secretive. Oh, good.
It's Latin. Or word of God, I think.
Yeah. The word of God.
Well, day is God.
Right.
I think opus is, because like your magnum opus is your final word and stuff like that. Your greatest word.
When these evangelicals find out that it's all bullshit and nothing happens when you die except you're dead.
Won't.
Will they ever have a moment where they're like, oh my God, no. I can't believe I wasted my life trying to behave in the image of something in the sky that's just total garbage and bullshit. I feel so stupid.
I don't believe so.
They'll not have that moment of clarity.
No, because you have to die and find out.
Damn.
By definition, I mean,
there won't be a time you're crossing over. You're right here. You're right here.
To what?
Oh my God! It's nothing. I'm stupid. Dead.
I don't think so.
Right.
Hey, stop that. That's the headline over there at the Drudge Report.
Boo.
Let's see what they're thinking over there or not over there.
Yes.
The Drudge Report saith New Hampshire cliffhanger.
Oh, shit.
That's the primary going on today. Started at midnight.
Damn.
God, you know, these early states are all so bizarre with this first in the nation shit. Like there's little towns in,
right.
Rachel did the story last night, and then I was reading more about it today about how this reporter who is doing a podcast on kind of the New Hampshire primaries and just the kookiness of it and actually the politics of it and the granite hold that people have on these dates and stuff, and there's some tiny little shithole, no offense, town named, I don't know, Dixon something, Dixon Hill, Dixon Twat, Dixon.
I have no idea.
Rouge, I don't know. And
the Dixon.
They vote at midnight. They open the polls at midnight.
Why?
Because they want to be, and then all,
God,
like all 10 of Dixon Twat's residents go vote right at midnight so they can be the first to hand in their results.
Who gives a fuck?
I know, it's ridiculous.
Why is it all so strange and fucking bizarre? And even the places who, not to be a dick, but I'm sorry. I feel like Iowa doesn't reflect our whole fucking country. No offense, guys.
That's what's so funny is they think they do.
I've never been to New Hampshire, and I will probably never go to New Hampshire for anything. I can't imagine.
To Northwest. It's kind of the only part I haven't really.
New Hampshire.
Right.
The Northeast.
The Northeast, I mean, yeah.
It's in the Northeast. Did you think it's, you didn't think it's in the West?
No,
you?
I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
I've been to the Northwest.
That would blow my mind because you're like Idaho, New Hampshire, I've been to.
It was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah. You know,
I'm reading as I'm speaking.
I have a friend that
I'm reading something else.
Right. That's impressive. I have a friend that didn't know Georgia had a coast until I told him. And he turned fucking 27. What a moron.
Nice.
Well.
New Hampshire cliffhanger, it says. Record turnout, ?
Yes.
Which is a really good sign if it is. Fiery progressive Bernie Sanders was fighting for Democratic frontrunner status Tuesday while the party hoped the New Hampshire primary would at least bring some clarity to the fight, blah, blah, blah. That's been marred by dysfunction. That's awesome. Thanks, Iowa.
Great job, dickhead.
Guys did a fucking bang-up job ridiculous caucus.
What else are they doing all year, though? And this is every...
Well, voting Republican.
This is every fucking 4 years.
Right.
Well, this is every
2 years. Yeah, primaries for
okay. Well, I'm wrong. Every 2 fucking years. Every 2 years. So right. That means you have 2 years to work it out. What have you guys been fucking doing for 2 years? What have you been doing? Why is this app so new? Why wait till now to break out the fucking shadow app or whatever the fuck that is? Good fucking God.
So Sanders is predicting victory. He seems to have taken the lead pretty clearly in the polls, at least, over Joe Biden.
You know what I love?
And Elizabeth Warren, who they thought would be doing well.
You know what I love about a Bernie Sanders candidacy? You know, I love the fact that I won't have to sit here and wonder if the dickhead Bernie bros will come out and vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is because they're going to vote for Bernie. And I'll be like,
well, see, then you should vote for Bernie in the primary.
Whatever. Just don't fuck us. And if that means your guy gets it no matter what, who fucking cares?
I voted for Bernie.
I like Bernie.
The last primary.
I like Bernie. I have a problem with people that won't vote because Bernie's not the guy or whoever's not the fucking guy. I have a real problem with that shit.
Well, and then I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Because I'm not a fucking asshole.
I voted for her, too. And then this past New Year's Eve, one New Year's Eve ago, I was hanging out somewhere, and I let it slip.
Oh, that's right.
That I voted for Hillary. And this guy, and I didn't know this guy, his friends, we were all just hanging out. It came out, and he really wanted to kill me. He wanted to beat me up. And this chick he was with kept trying to talk him down by saying, just calm down. He don't know what he's talking about. Just feel sorry for him.
Just a dumb libtard. Just feel sorry for him.
I'm like, fuck you, man. Yeah.
Good. You ruined his New Year's Eve. Fuck him.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, fuck him.
So we'll see. By tonight, hopefully they'll do a little bit better job of counting.
Oh, God.
And we may know tonight who the winner of the New Hampshire primaries are.
We can't do anything in this country. We can't. Can't even count fucking votes.
Well, not in Iowa, not caucus votes.
You just count them, right? Well, numerically.
One would think.
You count it numerically, and whoever has the most that wins.
Oh, what a novel idea.
I'm trying to explain it further. Why did it fuck up? Why are you using this dumb fucking app?
Because there's a lot of humans involved. And
we're just trying to
somewhere along the line, there's going to be not really bright humans.
Hey, you know what's great? Anything to bring any more discredit to our electoral process is great. Because Donald Trump is going to be like, when he's not leaving, he goes, hey, and who knows if they got the count right? They couldn't even get the count right in Iowa.
All right. That's what he's saying already about Democrats.
Good fucking job, dickhead.
You want them to run the country? They can't even run a simple count in a place like Iowa?
God, you're nuts. You're fucking nuts. You know Donald Trump is waddling around that White House all fucked up and raging. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. On various Adderall, whatever that his favorite is.
Do they give him something to calm the fuck down?
Farting
do you think?
All over the place.
Yeah. Do they give him something to calm down?
Coke-colon, huh?
Right. that's his nickname back in the high school.
Coke-colon?
Wrestling team. Do they give him something to calm down, like a Xanny or anything like that?
I don't know. The rumor is that he's, you know, way into the uppers, but
well, it's
the prescription uppers, not right. not that dirty methy stuff.
Yes, but doesn't he? I mean, I would think they would have to give him some sort of something to calm his ass down every now and then. He sounds impossible.
Yeah, he's an upbag and a monster.
Yeah. A rapist.
So that's what's going on there. We've got the latest polls also.
Ooh.
Looking at
yes.
The 538 polls.
Right. Oh shit. Now these guys got it right in 2016, right?
Well, I mean they yeah.
They predicted
that Hillary would get a couple million more votes than Donald Trump.
Did they fuck up on the electoral
well,
thing?
Yeah.
Well, then they got it wrong. That's wrong.
No. If they say there's a 98% chance that Hillary's going to win, there's still a 2% chance that she won't. If they would have said 100%, then fine. We guarantee you 100% that Hillary's going to win. If I say you got 20 minutes to live, you've got the cancer.
Yes.
But you've got a 5% chance not to. You're going to be really happy about that 5% chance.
Right. Absolutely.
Because it's a possibility.
That's true. But you would also say you're wrong.
What do you mean?
You were wrong for giving me such horrible odds to die. I lived.
Well, no. You
5%
you beat
was
the odds.
Obviously... Well, no, the odds are wrong. It should have been more than 5% if I fucking lived, right?
It's not
you
true.
Were wrong.
If you win the lottery, the odds aren't wrong. You were the one in 27 billion chance that won the lottery. How does that change the odds? Because you were the one that experienced
well,
the...
I don't fucking know. That's a good point.
Good God.
Damn. But you know, that right. Well, if someone said, okay, if someone says, well, hey, you don't. Why are you playing that? You don't have a chance in hell to win. And then I win, or they were wrong. I won.
Correct.
Well, that's like a 5% chance. They were wrong. I mean, they...
Where does it say the chance in hell is quantified as 5%?
Right? I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. You know, in hell, there's a totally different periodic table. Did you know that?
Is there?
Yeah, man.
Over at 538, I was looking at the ballots for the Democrat or the polls, the latest in the polls.
Yes.
Joe Biden, it just ain't looking good for him in the past.
What's going on, Joe?
It's like as of what date is that?
Come on, Joey.
Just like the last 2 weeks. And I think Iowa was a big hit just perception wise.
Right.
That people are like, wait a second, Joe Biden. Everyone's telling us he's the one that can beat Trump. He came in fourth in Iowa. What do you mean he's the one that can beat Trump?
Well, I mean, you know, I was just thinking about that pony soldier thing. He said
dog face pony soldier.
Right. Why didn't that go over well in Iowa? That seems like maybe the right read for those old fuckers.
New Hampshire.
I thought he said that in Iowa.
I think it was in New Hampshire.
Oh, OK. Well, that's an obvious fuck up.
Same demo.
Yeah.
New Hampshire is white as fuck, too, just like Iowa.
But aren't they more metropolitan or something? Isn't there? Is there a city in New Hampshire? What's there? It's Concord, right?
No.
What is that known
it's
for?
It's just cannibals. It's all sun-worshipping cannibals.
They all eat humans?
Yeah.
God, I didn't know that.
That's
crazy.
I can think of the capital, but I can't, I don't know what the, what big, if it, what big cities are in New Hampshire.
The only thing I know of New Hampshire is in Bill Bryson's book, briefly on a walk in the woods, he takes a stroll through New Hampshire, and if I remember correctly, he hated it. He hated it for some reason. I don't know. Bill Bryson's a travel writer who is funny.
That's a hilarious book.
Yeah. Go buy that on Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Or listen to him.
Yes.
Read it as an audiobook.
Oh,
did you ever listen to him read any of his audiobooks?
Yes. It's funny as shit. I listened to that one in Sunburnt Country.
He's got a little bit of a British accent because he lived in England for a really long time.
But
right?
He's like Madonna.
That happens.
It's affected. It's bullshit.
It's not affected.
Yes, it is.
It happens.
It's an affectation.
It happens.
Okay, let's say I go to England for 2 weeks. I'm like, hello.
If you go for 2 weeks and say hello, yes. But if you live there for a couple of years and every once in a while you have a minor little hello,
jolly good.
That's something else.
Spam, 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 spam.
Madonna picked it up really quickly.
Oh, yes. She fucking loved that shit.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
You've been here a week.
Richard!
What is the largest city? Manchester.
Damn right.
In New Hampshire.
Manchester.
Which is not the capital.
Right. It's Concord.
Concord! Come, yep. Concord! Sanders, yeah, the poll numbers. I mean, just watching the graph of it, he just plummeted the last like 2 or 3 weeks.
Wait, Biden?
Biden, I mean, yeah. And Sanders is going up. Warren been going kind of down.
Damn, that sucks.
Bloomberg, probably the steepest trajectory upward as he purchases his way into the primary.
I was about to say, is it fair to factor in his money?
Oh, yeah. You can't factor it out.
No, you certainly can't.
And I like his ads. They're brutal.
Right.
They're brutal against Trump.
So why is he... we talked about this already. I just don't get it. Michael Bloomberg has everything, and now he needs to be president. Go fuck yourself.
But, you know, if he wins the nomination...
I will vote for that motherfucker.
Yay, President Bloomberg.
You know why? Because he's not a Nazi.
Well, I just wonder when Trump's going to whip out the anti-Semitic stuff if he is the nominee.
Oh, in private all the time.
Public.
I know. Oh, yes, absolutely. No doubt.
What's he going to go after Bloomberg for? I mean, being richer than him? A lot richer than him?
Michelle Obama should really run. I mean, because there's... we need it. You know, we need it. We need it. I don't know why she just doesn't do it. She must know. Has anyone approached her and is like, hey, Michelle, have you thought about running for president?
I'm sure.
Why would she say no?
Because she's not crazy.
But she needs, I mean, she's the one that can beat Donald Trump, but she's not going to do it. That's insane. That's crazy.
Mike Bloomberg, they're bringing back his, I'm sure one of the other Democrats just seemed to have found these old tapes of Bloomberg.
Yes.
Defending his stop and frisk bullshit.
This is insane.
Mayor of New York. It's an audio file reportedly, and this ain't that long ago, 2015.
Oh, shit.
From a speech in Colorado. He said, described his policy as a way to reduce violence by throwing minority kids up against the walls and frisk them.
God.
He also claims 95% of quote murders and murderers and murder victims are male minorities between ages 16 to 25.
Where did he get that stat?
You can just take the descriptions and Xerox it and pass it out to all the cops, he can be heard saying.
Ah! Oh, God, Bloomberg. That's racist.
You can do great with the African-American vote.
You're a fuck. Oh my God. Drop out of the race. You're not worth it.
Oh, well, here you go. A snippet of the audio was originally posted to Twitter by writer and author and Bernie Sanders supporter Benjamin Dixon.
Yes.
Who went after Bloomberg, calling him a racist and a classist. It says CNN has reviewed the full audio, which was available anyway on YouTube.
Damn. Jeez.
Bloomberg tweeted recently.
Twatted?
I've apologized for taking too long to understand the impact of stop and frisk on Black and Latino communities. I inherited stop and frisk in an effort to stop gun violence. It was overused. I cut it back by 95%. I should have cut it back sooner.
I'm sure that's bullshit. I'm sure he's massaging the numbers.
Well, Ellie Mastal, you know, one of my faves on the Twitter and on the telly, he said, quote, Bloomberg's comments on stop and frisk do not reflect his commitment to racial equality. His commitment to stop and frisk over a court order at every point until he started running for president reflect his commitment to racial equality.
Oh, my God. It wasn't a mistake.
Not until he decided to run for president.
He fucking believed in it, right?
Fervently.
He said he inherited it.
And kept it going, quote, over a court order. He was court ordered to stop and they kept it going.
How's he different than Joe Arpaio?
All right.
Didn't they tell Joe to stop with the papers and he kept doing it? And then they found him in contempt and then Trump pardoned him, right?
Yeah.
It worked out.
There you go. Bloomberg defending he defended stop and frisk back in the day by saying you take the minority kids and throw them up against the wall and frisk them.
Right.
Imagine what if you're from another country? And you're Black and you're just walking down the street in New York and all of a sudden the police grab you and throw you up against the wall and run their hands all over you and probably put their other hand in their own pants.
But wasn't our country downgraded or something because of
totally.
That?
Oh, totally. And there were countries that said, don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go to America. Don't travel to America. The police will kill you.
Or just, you know, imagine the looks you get if you're Muslim.
Right.
Like let's say in Pensacola, I'm sure strange looks, you know? That sucks.
Oh, yeah, go to Walmart in a hijab.
Oh, God, people just fucking stare at you. I don't know why people are weirded out by that.
Because it's Jesus.
It's dumb as shit. Look what you have on. You don't have on sleeves. You're wearing a Wolverine shirt. You got Skull Bandit dribbling out of your fucking chin. You know, the whole thing. I got my Ray-Bans on with my strap, my neck strap. You ever see those sunglasses? There's Oakley's or something with the glasses strap.
Oh, with the neoprene strap you know, because they're going surfing.
They're Don Johnson or some shit like that. Who are you trying to be?
They're skiing.
Oh, yes. They're very special.
I get snow blind. I get white blind from all the white people down here.
I'm white blind for sure.
So Bloomberg, the hits are coming out on Bloomberg.
Oh, shit. It sounds like the truth.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that they changed the rules a little bit to let him in, because I think he needs to answer in public for this shit.
Yes. And what I would hope is that he just decides not to run for office.
Me too.
That would be the best deal. Because then he doesn't have to answer for any of this, but he can still put up wonderful ads against Trump, right? Who cares?
God, seriously?
Yes.
This guy is Rick Wilson just tweeted a whole bunch of laughing emoji.
Yes.
to the this. Oh, this is from Newsmax. That's why. Fuck it. Some asshole from Newsmax, John.
God damn this dog, man. She just took off your headphones almost.
And pushed the mic out of the way as she tried to get in my lap.
Right, right.
John Cardillo, a pseudo journalist from Newsmax.
So, yes.
You know, this is batshit. I'm hearing that DOJ, Barr, and Durham are very curious as to why Louise Mensch, Rick Wilson, and others in their cabal were leaked the now debunked dossier intel before the 2016 election. More interested in who leaked and possibly paid them. This might get interesting.
Oh my gosh. Is there a paper trail? Who paid them?
Right. So they're laughing. I mean, right. Louise Mensch responded to him laughing.
The laughy smiley face.
Yeah. The crying one.
Oh, that's great. That's funny.
Like anybody takes Newsmax seriously.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, look at this. This is the lowest of the swamps,
right?
Of the cesspool, the deepest part.
Newsmax is the worst, right?
It's one of the cesspool of right wing fuckosphere.
Right.
And you know, that's where a lot of the shit starts and makes its way up to Trump.
Damn.
So now they're going after pundits.
Oh, yes.
How did you get the dossier?
Oh, my God.
Before the election.
Now they're going after the press.
Hmm.
That's very creepy. That's like when you're going after the whistleblower.
Rick Wilson did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 crying, laughing emoji.
Oh, okay. Is that a lot or is that a little? Or is that like sobbing or is that?
It's laughing so hard you're crying.
Oh, I see. Oh, I like that.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Shit.
This is the kind of shit he gets from the Q people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's fiercely anti-Q.
When is QAnon going to reveal him or herself?
Soon, probably. I mean, they think this is all playing right into it. They're touching their nethers over the firings last week, yes. And probably over these prosecutors quitting and all this shit. They're like, see.
Is someone really making a plan? They're like, we're going to have somebody, they're going to be QAnon. We're going to have them revealed.
There is
But
no.
There's no QAnon.
It's going to be revealed to be some asshole that tweeted. Or put some shit out on 8chan, yeah.
We're going to pay you $40 to be Q. Is that okay?
We've got... Who else did he fire? He fired somebody else.
Damn! Oh, shit.
Trump fires defense official for refusing to break the law on his behalf.
Oh, okay. What did he want him to do?
The New York Post is reporting the administration is retaliating against Elaine McCusker, whose nomination for Pentagon comptroller and chief financial officer has now been pulled. What's especially chilling about this move is the reason for the retaliation. She's losing her job because she attempted to follow the law. There's no cover story to rationalize it. That's the cover story.
Oh, quote, fuck.
Quote. This administration needs people who are committed to implementing the president's agenda, specifically on foreign policy, and not trying to thwart it. In other
words,
she was trying to follow the law, and the Trump administration considers that thwarting what the president wants.
Follow the law. What would Steve Mnuchin say? Grow up. Grow the fuck up. Nobody follows the law, you
Mulvaney.
Asshole. Mulvaney says, grow up. Grow the fuck up. Nobody follows the law, you fucking asshole.
Her crime is having literally attempted to follow the law. Over the summer, the Office of Management and Budget was trying to hold up the aid that Ukraine, the Congress had passed a law.
Yes.
Because Trump wanted to extort the Ukraine. Yeah, we know the story, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Defense Department officials who were supposed to allocate the funds, write the checks, attempted to implement the policy. There's a bunch of emails that they got through the Freedom of Information Act showing that McCusker advising budget officials as to what the law said.
Right.
She wasn't even being really rigid about it. Quote, the emails show officials bending over backwards to make every conceivable accommodation to keep the process moving without actually being able to obligate the funding. We need to continue to give the White House as much decision space as possible. This is from one of her emails.
Right.
But I'm concerned we have not officially documented the fact that we cannot promise full execution at this point. So she's like, well, you know, we'll hold it up for you, but we kind of don't know why we're doing it. And we kind of need a reason as to why we're doing this.
Oh,
thanks.
Fuck.
Thanks, everybody. Have a nice day. So she was trying to do everything in her power, it says here, to give the White House officials room to set the policy
right
without violating the law. But she was writing, you know, well, this is the law. Here's the law, guys.
See, yeah.
And then the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, later found out that she was right.
That
holding up the aid was illegal.
Right.
She was like, I don't think we can, guys. You know, it's kind of totes illegal.
And the GAO said it was...
Later on, went back and reported just a couple weeks ago, nobody cares.
Right.
That it was illegal.
The GAO doesn't care.
No, the Trump administration and the Republicans
don't
care that the GAO said...
Right.
That's the swamp.
But the GAO also said that it was illegal to hold up the aid for Ukraine, right?
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was... I thought we were talking about another issue with the Ukraine aid.
Holding it up.
Oh, okay.
She was at that office saying, okay, we're holding it up and everything, and, you know, that's cool, but
right. We
kind of need reasons and stuff, because that's illegal.
If we need reasons?
If we don't, yeah. It's kind of illegal. So now they're getting rid of her.
Oh, fuck.
They're yanking her nomination.
Shit.
For having dared to say, I'm going to follow the law. And then their statement, we need someone committed to implementing the president's agenda on foreign policy, not trying to thwart it. Therefore, they felt that her pointing out the law was trying to thwart the president.
Nowhere did it say that what we want our person to do is to follow up the law or to uphold the law or to...
She was like, here's the law, guys. I don't, you know, just so you know.
If you're in the government, aren't you expected to follow the law? I mean, that probably sounds funny.
Trump's government or government in general?
In general.
Yes.
Right.
Trump's government?
No. Fuck no.
You're expected to be as lawless as possible.
What do you think it's like in the White House?
Oh, hell. Miserable.
Right.
Fish stinks from the head. So, I mean, it reflects. Working under him must be a nightmare.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because you can't trust. If somebody gives you a plant, you better look for electronic devices in it. I mean, you just can't trust anyone around you. And that's the way he likes it.
Nobody wants to bring bad news to Donald Trump, I would imagine.
And he likes to keep his staff battling and shivving each other.
Staff. Oh, yeah. He loves that. He loves the infighting. But he said that during
after
he was elected. He said, I like people to go in a room, duke it out, and come out with a solution. Good.
Let's see. We've got, I have this still from yesterday, but this is the intelligence or version of this Lindsey Graham thing. Lindsey Graham appeared on Face the Nation, blurted out an apparent confession of what, if true, would be a scandal of Nixonian proportions.
Oh, shit.
Graham reported he had spoken with Attorney General William Barr that morning. The Department of Justice is receiving information coming out of the Ukraine from Rudy. And Barr told me they've created a process that Rudy could give information and they would see if it's verified.
We talked about that yesterday. I remember. They created a process so Rudy could spy. And if they could make anything out of what he learned spying, they would use it.
Well, they're creating a process where the president's personal attorney can run around unfettered and represent himself with the full authority of the president, yet have no accountability to the State Department or any of the regular processes involved in our diplomatic policy.
The thing with Trump is, if you ran the Trump administration, you would save the government so much fucking money. Because you only need two or three people you tell what's going on, right? That's all you need to carry out your bullshit.
I guess so, right, right. You don't need fixer.
To, right. You don't need this to talk consigliere, to anybody.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Who needs that State Department? I don't need diplomats. I'm a diplomat. I'm the number one diplomat.
The only thing you might want it for is if you didn't want the world to turn into a giant nuclear hellstorm. Maybe that.
Just Africa. Just those shithole countries.
Africa. Where's your banker?
So there we go. That's Lindsey Graham.
That's good news, right?
Define good news?
Just kidding.
This is, we've talked about this at other times.
Yes.
When some shit has gone down, and then we get to, thanks to a couple of awesome journalists out there who speak Russian.
Right.
And follow what's going on over on Russian news in Russia, which is state-run TV.
Right.
It like all Fox. Is, right? Yeah. It's all, imagine you have nothing that you can watch but Fox.
That sucks. What about sitcoms and things like that?
Sure, but you better not say anything bad about Putin.
Are they in Russian?
Of course.
No, I mean, you know, they have a lot of English speakers there.
They dub a lot of
Old
American sitcoms.
God, that's got to be a fun job.
So Russian state media is now reacting to Trump's acquittal.
Boy.
Welcoming enthusiastically the recent U.S. Senate acquittal.
Yes.
They had predicted the outcome, of course. I don't think you really needed to be a fucking psychic to predict what was going to happen.
Oh, no. You could be a non-psychic.
And this is Daily Beast. Russian experts and state media pundits are anticipating beneficial side effects for the Kremlin as Trump is now more Trump and more Russia's Trump than ever.
Well, of course. Of course. Trump is more closely tied to Russia than he used to be. So there would be some benefits to that for Trump, right? And to Russia.
Dmitry Kiselyov,
Net,
host of Russia's popular Sunday news program Veshti Nedeli,
Borshki,
said, "Zhetbig logni braknist is vikstand borakatstand."
Damn,
I don't know. I'm speaking in tongues now.
Right, hulubudubu.
He said, "Democrats are openly raging."
Yes.
But while they're licking their wounds, Trump can now objectively afford to pursue a more positive course of action toward Russia.
Oh, okay.
Just as he planned all along while being elected for the first term.
Yeah, of course. Everybody knew that. Now I'm going to be best friends with Russia, and you can suck my dick.
So I don't know if Trump has announced. I don't think he's going. If he goes to this, we're done.
Is it true?
Apparently Putin has invited Trump to Moscow in the spring for the Victory Day festivities.
Oh, yes. Is this the like the Olympics or something? Or what is this? The Victory Day?
It's like it's the day they celebrate. I guess it's like their Armed Forces Day or something.
They celebrate the armed victories. They have parades.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They say Putin's invitation to Trump is designed to bring the U.S. president even deeper into the Kremlin fold on Sunday evening with Vladimir Soloviev.
Oh, wee-wee.
One of the politicians there, top politician Sergei Stankovich.
Stankovich!
Probably like Stankovich.
Stankovich, baby.
Asserted, quote, Donald Trump has to come to Moscow in May. No doubt about it. He is obligated to be here.
Oh, Stankovich. Stankovich. Obligated. By whom?
Russian state media are playing along with Trump's agenda, attacking Democrats, going after the Ukraine whistleblower.
Agenda.
And going after the impeachment witnesses.
Right.
One of these shows described Vindman, the Vindman brothers, getting the axe as Trump, quote, settling scores against those who dare speak up against him.
Settling scores seems plain. Yes. I understand that. You could also say he was seeking revenge or taking revenge, settling scores, right?
There's also this same media show repeated the claim that Vindman's brother, twin brother Yevgeny, had been assigned to review the National Security Advisor, former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book. So when the book came over, they gave it to Yevgeny Vindman, and they're blaming him for leaking the draft of the...
Oh, my God.
Which is 100% baseless and not true.
Right. There's no evidence he leaked anything.
He didn't do it. He didn't.
He did not do it.
He did not. They did not assign him to review Bolton's book, and he leaked it. That is, it did not happen.
Right.
Yet, Russian TV is repeating it as it's all over 4chan and 8chan and all the jerk circles on the right.
Which chan do you prefer?
Well, 8chan's not a chan anymore.
Okay, so I guess the other one.
It's in something else now, and 4chan, I think, is still around.
Why did they change the name of 8chan?
They took it down after some shenanigans. Was it some killings, or wasn't it some they were, it was the...
I don't know.
The synagogue shooting, wasn't it? And they were...
Oh, okay.
They were...
Something like that.
Celebrating the killing on the chan or whatever.
Or they used, I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pundits on Vladimir Soloviev's show were practically giddy about Trump's acquittal and the retaliatory onslaught that followed.
Why? Why?
Because they love it.
They're giddy?
Trump pulled out a machine gun and started to purge everyone who ever said a bad word out of him.
Uh-oh.
Exclaimed Dmitry Igor Chimkov, director of the Institute for Strategic Studies and Forecasts.
That's
the Institute for Strategic Studies and Forecasts.
That's code for something. That's like, what is that?
But then he said, it said something interesting. He said, because in his mythologized world, he is now a superhero.
Wow. A superhero. That's cool.
They know he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks he's now a superhero. They're loving this.
What's your superpower, dickhead?
The same guy said that, compared the copy of the Washington Post that Trump was waving around, said acquitted.
Yes.
He likened it to the severed head of his dead enemy. He couldn't show off the head of Biden, so he was holding up the Washington Post instead.
You say he'd be holding Biden's head up like this by the hair and say, look at this. Look at this. I won. What a gross asshole.
Russian experts previously were anticipating a reset in U.S. Relations.
Yes.
That will have to wait until Trump's second term. But Igor Chenkov said that in his mind, Trump already won re-election.
Hey, in Trump's mind, in his mind, too, right? In Trump's mind as well. What does that mean? He already won re-election. So that guy, no matter what, the Democrats are cheating. Or they're taking it from Trump, even if he's not re-elected.
Yeah.
What if it was the other way around? What if the Democrats, they were like, no, fuck you. My guy wasn't re-elected. We're not leaving.
Igor Chenkov predicted Trump will promptly accept Putin's offer of I guess there's a Putin wants has proposed. This is not good.
Yes,
but they're trying to make it sound like it is. He wants the top five permanent members of the UN Security Council. Here it is. Putin created an opening for mutual cooperation when he proposed during his annual State of the Nation address that the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, U.S., China, Russia, Britain, and France, start convening together, quote, in order to prevent global conflicts.
Damn. Oh, shit.
Igor Chenkov, this is state TV.
Right.
Said it's ingenious because it would allow Trump to normalize his relations with Russia under the guise of pursuing world peace. So they're not, it's great. We're going to all get together and have world peace. No, no. They're going to help Russia.
Yes.
This because is, Trump is going to suck Russia's dick and claim it's to help world peace.
Russia wants to upset the balance of power, right? They want to get rid of NATO. They want to bring back the old Soviet Union, have their little fucking satellite
countries. And definitely
countries.
Knock us down.
Yes.
Away from the top spot in everything.
I mean, we've already gotten out of some of these.
Oh, they're doing a great job. Yeah.
These nuclear missile treaties, right?
Yeah.
A ballistic missile thing. I mean, what are we doing? This is nuts. You know what's nuts? What's nuts is that our Senate couldn't convict this guy, couldn't do anything, but yet it's okay for us to allow this motherfucker to ruin the goddamn planet.
Well, but, and this, you know, this sounds all kumbaya and shit, but part of it would be Putin would want those sanctions lifted. I mean, in good faith, if we're going to sit down and sure and help broker world peace here, you're not going to keep sanctioning my billionaires and me, are you?
Right, because every time...
That's all this is all about.
Yeah, and are you saying that... Are you saying that when Donald Trump meets Vladimir Putin, he's out of his fucking league, right? He must be out of his league. Putin's a fucking spy, right? Oh my gosh.
It's all over Trump's face.
I'm gonna need a hand towel! I'm going to need a squeegee. I'm going to need a shot back. I'm finished. Mm.
That was Trump.
Oh, yeah. Sad, dude. It's so fucking sad.
Another guy said gleefully on one of these Russian state TV news shows.
Yes.
Political scientist Dmitry Astafiev. He argued Trump might start to engage in McCarthyism.
Yay!
Which will be the first step in the self-destruction of the American system.
Yay!
Gleefully, they say.
McCarthyism meaning if you're against Trump, you're fucking out. Yes. Like Vindman.
Yes.
Like all those other fucking guys. What has Trump said about these lawyers that have stepped down or the prosecutors that left?
No, nothing yet, I don't think.
You know he's going to say something fucked
up. Oh, yeah, good riddance. They were in the swamp. They were on Mueller's crooked team.
And you know he says stuff like, let's hit him back. Let's get him back.
Oh, sure. This political scientist gleefully was predicting the disintegration of existing political institutions in the United States, prompted by Trump's outright rejection of bipartisanship.
Oh, yeah.
And which will be replaced by an authoritarian system that he is striving to create.
He said it's because Trump can't be bipartisan, right?
Won't be.
But I thought they were killing us by privatizing everything.
Who?
Trump. Like all the cabinets and the, you know.
Well, yeah, that's one of the agenda
off our
of
parks
the and... of the evil right.
Right.
But
Trump is just so divisive. There's our government can't work.
But they also don't
divisive.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I agree with them here. They were marveling also at the night. They were using an example. Look at the 97% GOP votes that Trump got in Iowa. But the sitting president. Did anybody try to primary Obama? I don't think so.
No.
But had they had one, he would have gotten the same. You know what I mean? Had some Yahoo tried to primary Obama, the same thing would have happened.
Wait, what? Trump?
Trump got 90% of 7% of the votes in Iowa.
Yeah.
During the primary, and they were right. And these Russians are pointing out, look, this is how he's taking over. But that's the Republican Party.
Of course he's going to get 97%. Right. I mean, that's the thing. The Republican Party has been behind Donald Trump the whole time. And you can't say they aren't. They are still solidly behind Donald Trump. One guy, Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
That's it.
And these Russians were celebrating the fact that all these votes for Trump symbolize the hollowing out of the Republican Party with no viable candidates who could follow in Trump's footsteps. The host, Soloviev, chimed in, except for his daughter, Ivanka.
Ivanka. Damn.
Evstaviev concurred, suggesting the Trump presidency is currently transitioning into the realm of authoritarian clan-like regimes. They keep telling us that it is impossible. This is impossible in the United States, but now we'll find out for ourselves. Remember, these guys are spreading the delusion and the illusion in Russia that they're not living in a totalitarian regime. That Putin actually wins by 97% of the vote every time.
These fuckers that you're speaking of are evil.
And they're pointing at us for doing what they're doing.
God, you know, to all these smart guys out there that have to do evil shit, why? Why, you fuckheads? Why can't you take your power and do something good with it? No money. There could be money in doing good shit. Ed-File Experience is doing the money symbol with his fingers or whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
There could be money in doing good shit. There really could be.
This is the paragraph that'll get you.
Yes.
Pulitzer Prize winning historian Anne Applebaum remarked last week after a visit to Venezuela.
Okay. The country.
She said, I observed from Caracas.
Oh, wee wee.
The finale of the impeachment trial, Romney's last stand, the firing of civil servants. All around me, people nodded wearily. Yes, they said, we've seen this before.
Oh, my God.
Venezuela is not the U.S. Trump is not a Bolivarian socialist like Hugo Chavez was.
Right.
Of course, everything is different, she said, but it is amazing how familiar Trump's behavior seemed to people who had lived through the decline of their own democracy.
Damn. Damn. I've always thought our future was Brazil. I thought we'd end up like Brazil with all this shit.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's similar.
Because Bolsonaro's
earlier than Chavez was an alleged lefty.
Right.
Bolsonaro.
He's a right-wing nut job.
Right. So instead of having the state take over the business, they want to give it to their rich friends.
Right. You know,
they want the state taken over by the rich, the right wingers, the fascists want the state taken over by corporations and the rich people.
I don't know if I heard Brian Williams say this. Someone said it, that in like Russia and countries like Brazil, when you come to power, the biggest thing you have who you get to hand over the energy industry to.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Energy or the oil, state run oil. It's usually somebody's brother. Somebody gets it.
Says the Kremlin would undoubtedly benefit from America becoming an authoritarian regime, unconstrained by constitutional checks and balances, far removed from defending human rights or promoting democratic values.
Damn. Shit. What democratic values is Schittler promoting?
Trump forever. This is how this closes at the Daily Beast. Trump forever jeered the Russian state television channel Rossiya 1 host Artyom Shenin. He asked another expert sarcastically, so is America finished?
Well,
maybe.
Well, I mean,
we'll find out in November.
I think that this country, we're used to second chances and everything. That's the thing that makes me nervous about Donald Trump, about him not leaving, is that we see this election as redemption. We see it as redemption. I see it for Trump for fucking up in 2016. We get another chance. We can make it right. How do you make the Iran shit right?
Any of it.
How do we make
kids in cages?
Yeah.
Dead kids.
You can't make any of that right.
And just to make sure that everything goes the way they want it, November, we're now seeing the headline that Senate Republicans have blocked an effort by Democrats to unanimously pass three election security related bills.
Oh, that Marsha Blackburn, right? God damn it. See, that's some blatant bullshit right there.
Democrats tried to get consent to pass two bills to require campaigns to alert the FBI and the FEC, the Federal Election Commission.
Yes.
About foreign offers or assistance, as well as legislation to provide more election funding and to ban voting machines from being connected to the internet. But Marsha Blackburn opposed each of the requests.
Damn. Oh, fuck.
Under Senate rules, only one senator can ask for unanimous consent to pass a bill, but any one senator can object and block that request.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't mean they're dead. That just means they're trying to fast track it.
By blocking it.
No, but the Democrats trying to ask for unanimous consent.
Oh, I see.
So then it has to be unanimous. Right. So it only takes one Republican to block it.
What was the somebody? There was a unanimous consent thing. Mm-hmm. You know what? It was for emergency aid to Puerto Rico. And one dickhead blocked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Some Republican. Some, yeah.
She said, Marsha Blackburn said, they're trying to attempt to bypass this body's rules committee on behalf of various bills that will seize control over elections from the states. That's how they're trying to spin it. Look at the evil feds coming in trying to tell you how to run your elections.
Yeah, aren't they? Aren't they supposed to, though? Isn't that the thing? I mean, if you have a federal election commission, what is the federal election commission supposed to do? Knit sweaters? I have no fucking idea. I imagine they do something with federal elections.
Just to remind everyone, Trump talks about the do-nothing Democrats.
They're doing all kinds of shit.
House Democrats have passed several election-related bills, including a sweeping ethics and election reform measure. But for some reason, they hit something in the Senate. I don't know what happened.
Because you would think that would be bipartisan. You would think that no matter what party you're affiliated with, you would give a fuck about the elections.
Yeah.
Because that's how your vote is counted.
A press release from the Democrats blasted Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for the legislative graveyard.
Oh, my God.
He's put together, including a list of 10 election security related bills that they passed that have now stalled in the upper chamber, including bipartisan bills.
Jesus,
but not all the bills
Christ.
that are hitting the Senate are Democrat jerk off fests. They're a lot of them are bipartisan, and McConnell won't do anything.
Why? Just nothing? All they want to do is approve judges? They don't want to do shit. They don't want to give the Democrats a win no matter what, even if it helps the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, of course, with the election shit, because the Republicans love this voter suppression. That's their
shit. Sure.
That's how they win.
Gerrymandering, voter suppression.
Right.
Cheating.
Yes. Oh, cheating. Right. I forgot about that one.
Filling out absentee ballots? Why
not? Yes. Having Russia help? Hey, maybe Ukraine will help. What about China?
So there we go. Chuck Schumer said the current president of the United States, far from having the same fears about foreign interference as our founders, has been very public about his openness for foreign assistance and manipulation in support of his election.
God. I mean, how do we know? You know, this, the whole Ukraine thing, it was like, why Ukraine? And, you know, I get it because they need the military aid to fight Russia. But surely there are other countries out there that need things from us. And then Trump just leverages it. You want this? Well, right. I need your
intelligence. He would against China if he could. Remember, he said he would hope that China You know, the Bidens were in China, made billions, come back with $1.3 billion, which is, I'm sure, patently untrue.
Right.
I don't think Hunter Biden is a billionaire. Right. I don't think Joe Biden's a billionaire.
Right. No, I don't think so either.
Biden's came back with billions.
I just want to know how Joe Biden has a goddamn...
Fourth prosecutor, sorry.
What?
Breaking news. Fourth prosecutor has now quit.
Oh, okay.
The Roger Stone case.
Oh, shit. No, I was just...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not a... Does Joe Biden sit around watching John Wayne movies? I mean, I'm just saying, how the fuck does he... Doesn't he watch anything more up to date?
Apparently not. Or he's just got a really good memory when he saw some John Wayne movie when he was a kid.
I think Joe Biden's like, you know what? I really like that Genghis Khan. Boy, he's
maybe
so
he's
good
been
at
calling
that.
People dog-faced pony soldier.
You sound very like strange. A wacko. Sounds very strange. Like a wacko. Why would you? Don't call anybody a dog.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do it every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay!
Always available as a podcast.
That's right, Pat.
Sometime later in the evening.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes early in the morning if I fall asleep.
Right.
But
it's always available.
By the next day.
And we do fuck tons of these. Listen to an old episode of Crab Diving.
Oh, sure.
When we were on, hey, can you still get those if we're on the wrestling network? Those are fun.
I don't think.
Can we do commercials?
I don't know if those are available on the wrestling that we're on the wrestling network anymore.
I think we have them on a page and you can just scroll through them.
Oh, maybe.
You can hear us talk to some old wrestler.
But they were all hosted at Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. Might have, I don't know, fucking up. You guys wanted to hear from more from Chris McDonald. Well, here we go.
Okay.
This is, he's got one of his favorite guests on.
Yes.
None other than the firefighter prophet, Mark Taylor.
Oh, shit.
So you're going to hear Chris McDonald talking like this.
Hey. You're going to hear Mark Taylor talking like this.
God.
Here is Chris McDonald with Mark Taylor talking about Trump and what's going on in Washington.
I love him.
These people are not whistleblowers, folks. They're not patriots. They're not whistleblowers. Yep. These are traitors.
Traitors.
And they're lucky to be
traitors. Yeah, traitors.
These people aren't. These are whistleblowers. They're traitors.
Traitors.
I'm a second banana to this dickhead.
Folks, they're not patriots. They're not whistleblowers. Yep. These are traitors. And they're lucky, to be frank with you, they're lucky they're not hanging from nooses. And they're lucky they're not being executed by the death penalty, because treason is a death penalty offense in this nation.
Venman. Sondman. Sondland. This is who he's talking about.
Venman? And the whistleblower, right?
The whistleblower, yeah.
Hey, dickhead, that's why you have these whistleblower laws.
Exactly.
Because of you.
Because of lunatics like you.
This guy is calling for the death of someone.
Yeah.
That is insane. And by the way, this is the kind of guy Donald fucking Trump would retweet, right?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
Here's the rest of this.
And there's several people tonight, if I had a list, and it's a good thing that Chris ain't president, there would be several people I'd be talking to my Department of Justice about tonight and say, you know something? I want an investigation opened up into the attempts. And I'm not saying that ain't already happening, but I'm just saying that these people better be lucky. It's just their jobs they're losing tonight, not their heads.
Jesus Christ. You that guy in the back, though?
Yeah.
It's Mark Taylor. Right. He may be receiving another enlightenment from the Lord right now.
The guy in the background going like this.
Rip. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a prophet, by the way. He's a prophet.
Sure. Makes profit from his books that he writes.
This idiot is saying, they're lucky we ain't getting their head.
This was would usually be a...
Well, you know, in other countries, in lesser countries, that's what would happen, right?
Well, wait.
Oh, yes. Right.
Trump wants people. Trump said, Nancy, you don't think if Trump could, he wouldn't be throwing her in jail for ripping up his speech right now?
Wasn't a critic.
He said it's very illegal. Yeah. It's very illegal.
Wasn't a critic of Putin just found stabbed or something like that?
Probably.
I swear to God.
Sure.
I sound crazy.
Sure.
I'm going to look that up.
This story would be a Faithless Friday story, but it's typical Trump's America, actually.
By the way, Putin critic stabbed, autocompletes.
There you go.
Putin critic found dead with throat slit, dozens of stab wound in French hotel one day ago.
Oh. There you go.
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have anything to do with it.
So this is Virginia.
Yes.
Apparently don't the adults have the state house back in Virginia, I believe.
Yes.
What is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday, Pat, February 11th.
This
the
morning
year of our Lord.
This morning when the House of Delegates met, it ended up with a whole bunch, I believe all of the Democrats walking off the floor during the opening prayer.
Oh, shit.
Delivered by a pastor who had been invited by the Republicans.
Okay.
Who started going off on abortion, on homosexual marriage.
Oh, shit.
On all the stuff that they love to squeal about.
Oh,
stinging
my God.
Remarks condemning abortion and gay marriage, saying God is going to bring his wrath against those who don't follow biblical principles.
Oh, shit.
You know, you're supposed to be kind of nonpartisan when
right.
you're invited to cast your magic spell in front of these legislative bodies.
Right. That doesn't sound nonpartisan. You know, I'm not a professional pundit. I'm no Chris Matthews. I'm no Steve Kornacki.
One delegate from the Democratic side yelled, "Is this a prayer or a sermon?"
Yeah.
As the prayer turned increasingly political, the speaker finally, Eileen, her last name is hyphenated,
right?
Eileen Filler Corn.
Corn Filler's funnier.
Yeah.
Filler Corn.
From Fairfax, Virginia, Democrat. She's the speaker. Ultimately ended the prayer.
Yes.
Banging the gavel and moved right into the Pledge of Allegiance, which they shouldn't fucking be saying either.
Everything's wacko.
Democrats were sharply critical of the prayer's tone, calling it a breach of normal protocols for clergy.
Yes.
One delegate said it was totally disrespectful to all of us.
Right.
The pastor, let's shit his name.
Oh, yes.
The Reverend Dr. Robert M. Grant Jr.
Doctor!
Of the Father's Way Church in Warrenton.
That doesn't sound insane.
Was invited by Delegate Michael Wiebert, a Republican from Fauquier, F-A-U-Q-U-I-E-R, Fauquier.
I am Wiebert from Fauquier.
I am Delegate Wiebert from Fauquier.
How dare Lady Philcorn interrupt the prayer?
This Christo fuck is unrepentant.
Oh, shit, yes.
Speaking to reporters, he stood by his remark and said, "The Democratic response was unprofessional. How dare they walk out?" when he was condemning gay people and women's right to choose sovereignty over their own bodies.
You're a wacko
fundamentalist. How dare they walk out? That's so unprofessional.
Listen, Wiebert, you can't just... A prayer is not a... Why are they having a prayer?
They shouldn't.
Why are they having the pledge?
Pray outside. Pray in your head. Get together, have a little prayer circle. Touch each other's jennies beforehand. I don't care.
Wiebert.
I might participate in that kind of prayer.
Sure.
But
depending on the state house.
But very true. Very true. Alabama, I might pass
on the
jenny rubs.
Woo!
Welcome
to Mississippi!
This guy said, "I think the state house belongs to all the citizens, and all the citizens have a voice. If it's my turn to have a voice, and I'm a pastor, what do you expect from me? If you don't want to hear, this is where our point. If you don't want to hear what a pastor has to say, then don't invite one. Yes, absolutely. Wisdom from the asshole pastor, finally.
But, you know, you can't, why the fuck would you think you could stroll into the government, into the Capitol building, say some bullshit that's anti-gay, or whatever the fuck he was talking about, right, be all right? How does that reflect how the people of Virginia feel? It's just wacko. Hey, Weber, go fuck off. Honestly. The Father's Way Church. Fuck you.
As he was walking away, a man that was accompanying the pastor turned to the group of reporters and asked if they're aware that sodomy was once considered an offense worthy of capital punishment.
God. Jesus.
This is a guy with the pastor in the at the gaggle of reporters afterwards. Pastor walks away. One of his toadies said, you know, it used to be capital punishment.
Does he miss that?
Of course.
He misses that. Jeez. Back in the good old days, you could shoot somebody.
Guests delivering the opening prayers, which are usually non-political and in company of a variety of religious faiths, are typically invited to send in the text of their remarks beforehand. That did not happen this time.
Gee, I wonder why.
Even some Republicans felt the tone was inappropriate.
Wow, good job, guys. Jeez. Even
Delegate
Republicans.
Mark Ferris from Campbell, Republican, said, I don't know if he was ill-instructed or didn't realize what he was here to do. This wasn't the place or time to do all of that. This is a time to need to be working together and not be divisive. A Virginia Republican said, let's not be divisive.
Good God. Why aren't you condemning what the person said?
Right.
He's not condemning it. He says this is not the time or the place. Well, what would be, dickhead?
Other Republicans, of course, did not appear to be upset by the prayer.
Hell no!
Delegate Dave LaRocque from Loudoun.
Eat my dick!
Social conservative.
Boy.
Posed with a photo of the preacher afterwards.
Because they planned it, right? They knew this guy was going to say some wacko shit. That's why they didn't turn in the fucking prayer. And they knew this would be a thing and they could grandstand these fuckheads, right?
Yeah. This person's kind of funny. Most of the clergy that comes here have been very respectful of the opportunity extended to them. Every now and then you get someone that goes off the rails.
Yep. Every now and then you get one of these wackos. We don't know what to do about it. Hell.
Meanwhile, here's what happens when adults are in charge. Under Democratic control for the first time in decades.
Yes.
The General Assembly in Virginia is advancing legislation to roll back onerous restriction on abortion and to strengthen the laws protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination.
Yes, those are good things.
Those are good things.
Right. I mean,
not according to Reverend Fuckdiddle.
Yeah. Hey, and Reverend Fuckdiddle and Weebert, or whoever the fuck you are, why don't you go back to the hills of Virginia? Where are you from? Go crawl back into the Allegheny Mountains, into your caves, you fucks. Labor, fuck you.
Also, cause for busting out some hand lube on the right, as Jesse Smollett now is being charged again.
Gosh.
A special prosecutor says that a grand jury has returned six indictments.
Oh shit!
Six count indictments against Jesse Smollett for lying to the police and creating a hoax, homophobic, racial attack.
Right.
Six counts of disorderly conduct.
Damn. I thought this was settled and it was done.
Probably not going to see any time or anything, even if it does. But
right.
Oh, no. The right wingers were losing their minds. They wanted his head.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
This has been going on for a long time.
Right.
And the police wanted.
Oh, yes.
The police wanted him.
Right.
How dare he make them look bad?
Well, the Chicago cops. Okay, well, sorry, guys. We didn't mean to tarnish your reputation. Don't they have these secret black sites in Chicago?
Oh, they had that one. Yeah. They found where it was literally a warehouse that they would take certain prisoners to or certain people they wanted to have a little chat with.
What about Laquan McDonald?
God, I guess Amy Klobuchar is doing really well in the early returns, I guess, maybe?
Yes.
Or maybe not?
I keep seeing a predictable surge. Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, they were polling late-breaking voters, like people who are just changing, just deciding, and a lot of them are going for Klobuchar after how well she did in Iowa.
Right. Well, I mean, I think what we're really wondering is if they're going to be able to count the fucking votes and shit like that. That's what everybody's wondering. Maybe. Hopefully, guys.
Apparently, they're working on it.
Yes. But it's counting, right? I mean, I know it's a lot of counting, but it's still counting.
Yes.
It's still 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not different. It's numbers.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, here's a little reminder.
Wait, one vote. Here's two votes.
Here's a little reminder. Lev Parnas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never thought I did was doing anything wrong. And still, you know, I feel I regret certain things that I did because, like, you know, hurting the ambassador. And, yeah. You know, because that was not something, but it was part of it. It's like when you're in a war, you think like casualties and stuff like that. It's bad to say, but it was what it was. And I keep saying it was like, you know, being in a cult. I mean, when they say organized crime, I don't think Trump is like organized. I think he's like a cult leader. Mm-hmm. And right now, the scary part, and that's what I keep mentioning and people don't understand, is there's a lot of Republicans that would go against him. The only reason that if you take a look and you know very well, because you've been following, the difference between why Trump is so powerful now, and he wasn't as powerful in 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. He became that powerful when he got William Barr.
Boom. Yeah.
Bam, baby.
Boom.
God, this guy knows.
Jeff Bosesh was protecting us. Oh, holy shit. God. Not black people.
It sounds like Lev Parnas knows more about our government than most people.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Jesus Christ.
This is the interview he did with Maddow.
Right. That was a good
ago,
one.
Month ago or so.
Yeah.
But he says, Barr.
Shit.
16 and 17. Mm-hmm. He became that powerful when he got William Barr.
Yeah.
People are scared. Am I scared? Yes. Because I think I'm more scared of our old Justice Department than of these criminals right now. Because, you know, the scariest part is getting locked in some room and being treated as an animal when you did nothing wrong.
Oh, fuck. He's worried about being arrested.
He's more afraid of Barr and Trump than he is of Russian oligarchs.
And that's why he spoke out, right? Because he wanted to be seen and heard so people will give a shit if they off him in prison or something, I guess. I don't know.
Right. It probably helps protect him. I mean, if he would have just kept his mouth shut and gone to prison, they'd probably shank him in prison because of what he knows.
Now he's being noisy. What happened to the other guy, Igor? You go back to Russia?
He's not cooperating as...
Oh, okay.
Wait, doesn't he have... Igor has a lawyer that also represents Giuliani. Like they have a mutual defense or something like that.
No shit.
And ow! Well, guess who's awake? Little partial Jack Russell.
You know, if you have a podcast, you should go to Amazon.com/crabdiving and get a Kong toy. Right?
Oh, yeah.
If you have a dog, if you have a dog and a podcast.
I agree with Joy Reid, who tweeted, why aren't Democratic candidates repeating this all day, every day, running ads on it? Trump's budget, Medicare cut, $850 billion. Medicaid cut, $920 billion. Social Security cut, $30 billion. Food stamps cut, $181 billion. Education cut, 8%.
God.
Health and Human Services cut, 9%.
How do you cut health and human services?
Housing and urban development cut 15%. Department of the Interior, our national parks.
Yes.
Cut 13%.
Damn.
And our personal favorite.
Yes.
The Environmental Protection Agency.
Hell yeah, baby.
26% cut.
Bam, bam.
In budget from Trump's. Economy during alleged
not apolitical
booming economy.
We all need to drink water,
tax cuts,
and like going to parks.
Trump retweeted a tweet by Jim Jordan.
Oh, Gym Bag Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who said, Trump's budget does what we need it to do. More for the military, more for security, and helps lead us toward a balanced budget. Why is it more imbalanced than it was? Because Trump's fucking and the Republicans' tax cuts.
Yeah, they want to take food away from people that need it.
Yes.
If you're on food stamps, you need your food stamps. It's not a luxury.
No.
They're food stamps for a reason.
But those billionaires, Ryan, those billionaires need those tax cuts more. It's more important.
You know, you fucking Christians, you can go fuck off. People. Because feeding the poor is something Jesus was all about. I'm a fucking dirty ass atheist, and I know that, you fucks. You dumb fucks. The loaves and fishes. What was the point of that? Jesus cut up the fish and fed a bunch of fucking takers. Oh, they're takers. Yeah, why didn't you just let Jesus have this fucking fish?
That was just Jesus throwing a party. The host always provides the food and shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that Scott Baio?
I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Scott Baio said that.
Scott Baio. We've got elsewhere in the news. Oh, look at the time. A flying.
Right. Just like those child molesting priests from
Kitchen. As we're having fun here. That would be quite interesting.
I'm surprised they don't have that in that whatever that thing is, the new Pope with John Malkovich and
that is a
Jude
fucked
Law.
Up show. Yeah,
that's a great show, man. Catholics are crazy, crazy.
Oh God, here we go. I'm just looking at this some Christo alone,
right?
Who is now prophesying that God will protect America from the coronavirus.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Because of Trump's support for Israel and his opposition to abortion. Yeah.
And God also said, by the way, it's a slow season. We just had the Super Bowl, so I don't have to answer any sports prayers for a while. So but now I can allocate some time to the fucking coronavirus.
Well, and they win either way. Because if we get hit hard by the coronavirus, he gets to say, oh, God's angry.
He's all the ass
Send me money. Send me money. God's angry.
Send me
money. God's going to protect you.
Is God a thug?
Well, have you read
you
the
gotta
Old Testament?
You got to pay for your protection? Jeez. Hey, I read somewhere that the Russians are telling people, the Russian government, some people are telling, they're saying that the coronavirus is a bioweapon from the U.S. to hurt Russia.
Hmm.
I swear I read that in Yahoo. That's crazy.
And because of the administration that stands in this land, who honor me, who honor the covenants of your forefathers and of the Constitution, and because they have aligned themselves with Israel,
God.
And because
Israel.
They have sided on the right side of life, life in the womb, life given outside of the womb. Therefore, I give life to this nation and I give mercy. Do not fear. This virus is the spirit of God.
Ah.
There you go.
Love it, ding dong, doobie-dooba, bless it, dong de, sibidooba.
I wonder what the keyboard player gets paid.
Oh, man, that guy, a fuck ton. Oh, I bet a fuck ton. I bet he's a big stoner.
He's got to play straight for 2 hours while this asshole's doing his bullshit.
Yeah, he probably wears earplugs. He doesn't have to hear it. He's a big stoner. He's a jazz guy. He's like, this is the best paying gig. I have to do it. I don't believe any of this bullshit. It's ridiculous.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
I've got... The Brexit, we talked about this before.
Hello?
England's got its own version of fuckery going on.
Sure.
And Trumpery.
Jeez.
And all of Europe, actually. It's all this right-wing bullshit.
Right.
In Britain, I guess.
Yes.
Typically, Boris Johnson and his dingleberries.
Right.
Are saying, you know, well, we're negotiating with the EU, but we're sure they're going to give us exactly what we want with this. Treat us like we're a member, but we don't want to be a member. So basically, Britain wants all the benefits of being a member without paying any of the prices or being held to any of the standards. So what's of being an EU member.
But they need to, but across the pond, but in Europe, they have to adhere to the standards.
Everybody else in Europe does.
Why not?
In the EU.
Why not the UK?
Because they left Britain. They left the EU now. They're Brexiting. And that happened. It's official.
Right.
But there's a transition period to the end of the year before it's over. Yeah. So they're still trying to negotiate. There still may be a no deal.
Oh, shit. So they might not be able to get back in or.
Oh, no, they're done. They're out.
Right.
It's done.
They can't undo it.
Probably not. I mean, maybe. It depends on how the EU would feel. But now the EU, this is from AFP.
Yes.
Agence France-Presse.
Oh, oui, oui.
International news organization.
Yes.
Brussels chief Brexit negotiator. So this is the negotiator on the EU side.
Right.
Having to deal with Boris Johnson and all his lunatics.
Yes.
Brusquely.
Hello.
Shot down a bid floated by the UK to retain access to the EU market for British financial firms, signaling hardball trade negotiations ahead. The EU is like, no, fuck you. We're not going to give you everything you want. And you're leaving the club. That's like these fucking assholes that don't want to be in a union.
Right.
Yet, God damn it, I want my salary that the union
they
negotiated.
Want the
I want my benefits that the new union negotiated. They want all that, but they don't want that commie pinko union.
Yeah, yeah.
And they representing them.
Right. And they want to be able to work outside the union.
Not in, most terms. That's kind of an actor thing.
Oh, okay.
There must be no illusion on this issue.
Right.
The chief negotiator said there will be no general, global or permanent equivalence on financial services. In other words, you're not getting your way. We're not going to roll over for you, Boris.
Because they wreaked havoc, right? They already caused a bunch of fucking problems. And now they're just not going to go through it again, I guess.
And the European Commission chief, Ursula von der Leyen.
Nine.
Said the EU is fine with Britain walking away without a deal if it so chooses. They know Britain's going to be fucked.
Right. They're going to be fucked.
The government says they will not seek to extend the transition. So the end of this year is it.
Right. So, but is Ireland, are they going to have.
That's what they're working on. Whether there's going to be a hard border.
I thought for some reason there was not going to be one.
That's what they want.
Right. Because if you have a hard border with Ireland, it's going to be an issue, right?
Right. But the EU is like, why should we do this?
Yeah.
If you're saying fuck you to the club, I'm not paying any club dues. But I want all the benefits. I want to be able to come and play tennis at your club and sit in the sauna.
For free.
But I'm not paying membership.
And not help.
Right.
Because you're paying membership for the club. So,
right.
So the club exists.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes.
That is insane. Why?
And the EU doesn't want to encourage this because the EU is worried with all this cancer of right-wing nationalism spreading.
Yes.
That's what all these other places are about. They want out. The right wingers want out of the EU. They want the EU gone. They want little fiefdoms everywhere.
Do they not value what
they're
do they
dumb.
Not like about the EU?
They're dumb. It's globalists, people in Brussels telling us what to do.
But it makes Europe stronger, right?
Sure. If they can negotiate, the EU was formed because of America and the Soviet Union and China. And the EU was like,
yeah,
we need to be able to compete. And you know, Belgium ain't going to be able to negotiate on the same level with the United States.
Yeah. God damn.
So the EU formed their own bloc.
Why would you guys do that? That's dumb as fuck. They think they can make a better deal with other countries outside the EU. Or something like that,
Or individual. They can negotiate individually. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists he will not seek an extension.
Right.
The
Will it affect us, right?
Oh, I think it'll affect the world for a while.
Yeah.
Well, Britain's going to be really fucked if they do a no deal.
When goods and services are coming in and out of their country.
They're an island off the coast of Europe.
Right.
So everything coming in and out is going to change.
Yeah. I mean, so when a boatload of shit comes in, what happens?
That shit may be sent away. That shit may have to sit in port while they fill out tons of new paperwork.
Don't they need that
shit? They can't. Well, right. Good luck, Brits. You voted.
You dumb bucks. Now,
you voted a couple of times, you dumb assholes.
Yeah.
For this. So, enjoy.
Right.
Enjoy.
God, it's hard to
just
imagine.
Just like us. We voted in Trump.
I know.
Enjoy.
At least they don't have that evangelical thing going on. But
right, right.
Not that it matters. I mean, they pretty much fucked everything up.
That is a bonus. Because in Europe, it's just... not flying.
Who's more fucked up?
Who? What are we talking about?
Who's more fucked up, us or the UK?
Oh, us.
Even with that Brexit shit.
Yeah, I would think. They don't have a lot. I mean, they have nukes, but they don't have a lot.
Oh, I see. I see.
We have all of the nukes. Most of the nukes.
You're factoring in.
And a madman. A lunatic strongman.
Right.
Psychopath with the button.
And they don't even have the same plan to prevent a nuclear war that they used to, where Madison Watts-his-face, if he opened up...
Oh, where they hide the football from Trump,
super satchel, they tackle him or something.
It says the EU is insisting on a level playing field so that Britain does not try to get unfair trading advantage by getting rid of costly EU standards. See, there we are.
Shit.
Regarding labor, environment, and taxes.
God.
So, EU taxes people.
Yes.
To help with the environment.
Right.
And they also are very strong on labor unions and the strength of labor. The right-wing suckwads of Britain hate labor.
Suckwad. But, you know, you could hate labor and you could hate some other shit. But the environmental shit, isn't that sort of apolitical?
It's the same thing over
there. I mean, we breathe. Do you breathe?
There's lunatics over there that deny global warming.
Does Mitch McConnell breathe? Yes or no? Does he have a reflection?
I don't know. It might be through his skin.
Mitch McConnell doesn't give a fuck about national parks and enjoying the outdoors and things like that. What a dick.
Johnson, though, is saying that his government is willing to accept trade friction as the cost of exercising sovereignty. So,
oh,
in other
shit.
Words, we're going to fuck up the economy for freedom.
Some trade friction. God damn. We're going to see
that's like Trump's tariffs.
That's the same shit, right? The some of these people that think you need to blow up the planet. You have to blow the system up to rebuild
it. Right, right.
To rebuild a new one. You have to blow it up, though. I mean,
says Johnson's government is preparing for a possible no deal by saying they'll be happy trading with the EU on the same terms that Australia has.
Yes.
A country currently striving to work out a trade accord with the bloc. So Australia is trying to get a trade accord with the EU.
Right.
The head of the EU said, I was a little surprised to hear the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom speak about the Australian model. The European Union does not have a trade agreement with Australia.
They want one, though.
We are currently trading on WTO terms. So they're like on General World Trade Organization terms or whatever.
Which isn't as good a deal as if you were in the EU, right?
Or if you were negotiating your own shit separately, yeah.
Okay. Well, this seems like a tremendous fuck up.
Well, and Boris is lying.
He's lying to the people
about
what it
means. We want to trade on the same deal that Australia is. Well,
they don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal with Australia, right?
Why would you want anything that Australia has right now? It's on fire.
They're going to trade on WTO terms, and if they trade it on WTO terms, England's toast. You're going to have ships waiting for weeks to try to get through customs.
Because of the paperwork.
Yes.
Is Australia still burning?
I don't know about that. I think it might have...
I don't know.
Gone down a little bit. Right. Manfred Weber, the head of the biggest political group in the European Parliament.
Yes.
The Conservative.
Okay.
EPP. Said he is really worried about Brexit's impact on the EU.
Of course.
Particularly if it encourages populists looking to weaken the bloc. Brexit won't be a success on the long term, he says. However, the reality is not decisive, but the perception. So in other words, it's these lunatics running around saying freedom, freedom. No one's going to tell us what to do.
Right.
And they're shooting themselves in their tiny little dicks.
They just don't like the idea of somebody in France dictating their lives. That's how they see it. Some stupidity like that.
That's how they sell it. Somewhere someone's making money.
No one explained to these people that it's to their benefit. They can negotiate better trade deals to get stuff.
Well, but to them, but in order to be in the club, there's rules. You got to have labor protections that everyone agrees on.
Yes.
You have to abide by those.
So what the EU
is saying, you guys are looking, you guys are wanting to back out of the club. And, you know, what if the UK says, well, fuck it. We want to get rid of some of these. We want to get rid of the minimum wage.
That's insane.
The EU says you can't do that.
That's good.
But now the UK can do it because they're not in the EU anymore. But the UK wants to the same thing they had before. So they want to say, we don't want your rules. It's typical conservatism.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to play by your rules, but we want all the benefits.
Yeah. We want the stuff.
Exactly.
We don't want to have to do anything for the stuff, but we want the fucking stuff, dickheads.
Conservatism.
Yeah. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on your favorite podcasting applications, always available at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our links at our webpage at crabdiving.com and Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. His Facebook is Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, etc. Everybody, we'll do this bullshit again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Manda kishiti kolora bashata. Manda kalaboho. Masiki lomoko da masa. Adita na namosoya lama. Kamba sokoya.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.